At the 20th International AIDS Conference in Melbourne, Professor David Cooper from the University of New South Wales Kirby Institute revealed some promising findings. Two HIV-positive men had underwent bone marrow transplants at the St. Vincent's Hospital in Sydney for leukemia and lymphoma. Afterwards, the Kirby Institute conducted extensive tests, but were unable to find any trace of the HIV virus in either man. Professor David Cooper gives us the details.
We couldn't find any HIV by DNA testing, by viral load testing, and the antibodies against the virus had disappeared. This phenomenon has been reported last year into bone marrow transplants from Boston, who also had HIV. However, when the Boston patients stopped their antiretroviral therapy, the virus came back.
So the media has been using the word clear, usually in quotation marks. They say that they've been cleared of the HIV virus. The Australian
right.
newspaper has even gone so far as to use the word cure. There seems right. to be some confusion about this. Is it accurate to
yeah,
say that...
Yeah, sure. We absolutely have not talked about the word cure. Clearly, the two transplants in Boston were not cured because when their antiretroviral therapy was stopped, the virus came back. So I think the field is being very careful about calling cures.
So how can that be? So if they haven't found any evidence of HIV in them, how can it be that they've relapsed like this?
Right. So I think there's a couple of things. These tests are incredibly sensitive for finding HIV, but they may not be sensitive enough, and therefore the virus may be hiding somewhere where we can't detect it with these tests. And I think what's important is that the transplant, which is curative for the leukemia or lymphoma, seems to have a very strong HIV effect. And if we can understand what that is and harness that effect by a therapy that mimics transplantation, then we may be able to produce some long-term control.
So at the moment, we don't understand the mechanism behind this. We don't know why they were cleared of the AIDS virus?
We have some thoughts about that, about what might be going on and how there is an anti-HIV effect against the cells that contain the virus in a long-lived fashion, and that will require more research. I think that the field is now, because of these findings and there are reports of other transplants around the world, the field is coalescing to work hard to look at what the mechanism might be. And so the more of these people who've underwent bone marrow transplantation for leukemia and lymphoma who also have HIV, the more subjects we can study, the more we can understand what's going on.
At least six of the people aboard the Malaysia airline that was shot down in Ukraine were delegates headed to the 20th International AIDS Conference, AIDS 2014. Lucy Stackpool, the Media and Communication Coordinator of AIDS 2014, tells us more.
I think from our perspective, obviously it's very sad for all those on board. I think the total number from the flight is 298, as I've seen reported. So that's obviously very sad for all the friends and families of those passengers, regardless of if they were coming to the AIDS conference or not. In terms of confirmed delegates for us, we know of six that were coming. Obviously there have been some tributes and memorials throughout the conference actually to their legacy and their contribution to the global response to HIV.
And I imagine this is a great setback for AIDS research. Who were some of the people on that plane that you know of?
I mean, there were some incredible people from science and from community mobilisation. Jupp Langer was on the plane, who is a former president of the International AIDS Society and a leading sort of activist as well as researcher in the area of antiretroviral treatment for people who are living with HIV. There was another woman, Martina de Schutter, who is the head of an NGO based in the Netherlands that has done some really pioneering work around human rights for people living with HIV and people from vulnerable communities that are most at risk of contracting HIV. Some committed, passionate, intelligent, insightful people in the global response to HIV.
So what is the theme of this conference?
The 20th International AIDS Conference has a theme of stepping up the pace, which is really about stepping up all areas of the response to HIV, whether that's funding or research or accountability or social mobilisation. In some ways, with the sort of tragedy of MH17 last week, it's provided us an opportunity to renew a focus and renew an energy actually towards stepping up the pace, because it's even more apt now than it might have even been a week ago.
What is the current state of AIDS research? Should we be optimistic?
Yeah, I mean, it's really complex. The science in it is incredibly detailed and nuanced, whether that's social science or clinical science or basic science, even molecular science. It's very complex as a virus and also as a social concern. There's a lot of knowledge that's been generated over the history of the last 30 years and continues to get more and more sophisticated to inform the response to HIV. So there's a lot of fantastic work being done, and at a conference such as this one that brings together the leading minds and activists from around the world on this one single issue,